Now, begin with the United Nations having approved a resolution proposed by Iran aimed at bringing about the disarmament of nuclear powers. UN's first committee voted 112 in favor and 44 against the non-binding measure. 15 countries also abstained. The United States, Israel, Britain, Russia, and France were among those voting against it. The resolution calls on all countries that possess nuclear weapons to destroy their arsenals according to the Non-Proliferation Treaty. The Islamic Republic had devised the resolution based on the ratifications of the review conferences of a nuclear non-proliferation treaty in 1995, 2000, and 2010. Political analyst Mark Weber says the fact that the U.S. voted no to the resolution on disarmament of nuclear weapons reveals its true policy of violating the NPT.
Resolution is important, though, because it helps to underscore and bring to world attention the tremendous gap between, on the one hand, the often high-sounding rhetoric and words of the United States, and on the other hand, the reality of U.S. policy. And in this case, it underscores the clear policy of violating the 1968 Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty by the United States, because this treaty calls very clearly for good faith and effective efforts to try to rid each country that signs the treaty, including the United States, of these very terrible, terrible weapons. The use of the weapons has changed over time, particularly with the end of the Cold War. For a long time, for many years, it was really a rivalry above all between the United States and the Soviet Union. That changed when China developed nuclear weapons. Now we're in very different waters in the world, the United States particularly under this administration has been using the nuclear arsenal in a really belligerent, almost blackmailing way around the world.